This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time to get into countdown mode now. With the DJ Beers, I'm Doug Steffen, one of the DJ Beers. Jennifer Warren is another. Jay Kirshner, two of the J's. And Victoria Keelan is the V. Each week at this time, the folks from this program take a look at the stories, the top 10 list from Talkers Magazine. There always is a list 52 weeks a year done by the folks at Talkers. They do the research, listening to the stations and talking to the hosts, that sort of thing, to come up with this list. It's tough sometimes to cull out some of the stories, so sometimes they do combo reports on the people and the stories that make it during the week on talk radio, news talk radio stations. So I want to just go through the list. Sometimes I do this. I try to take a different approach each week with it so that it'll be somewhat varied and keep it interesting. Oftentimes the stories are the same, although there's been a big change in the list this week, ladies. At number 10, the volcano. And what has created that? We had a long conversation on the DJV show, perhaps according to the ladies, more was longer than it needed to be, a discussion of the what's going on in the core of the planet, cooling down somewhat from its 12,000 degrees, and maybe that's causing some of this stuff, who knows. But then people say, well, if it's cooling down, how come this violent volcano? And that's a pretty good question. We can get to that. Number 9. What's going on in England with Boris Johnson? Number 8, the attack on the Texas synagogue. Wow, that was really some kind of horrific reality. Number 7, our relationship with China and Russia, especially as it affects the Winter Olympics and Ukraine. Number 6, kind of a retread. We keep talking about this voter legislation thing. I know that offends some people because they want to see it passed, but I haven't been convinced that it was necessary, but we'll talk about that. At number 5, midterm elections already, and the amount of the radio industry is salivating because of the amount of money that will come in starting probably early summer for these midterm elections. Lots of money is going to be spent this year to get people elected to these jobs. Number 4, what's going on with the supply chain and the economy? Number 3, COVID, see, a big change. It's been number 1 for so long. Now it's dropped down to number 3. Can you imagine the January 6th investigation supplanting COVID? And not in my world, but I'm not necessarily
always.
I'm
surprised it's not the first year of Biden. I would think that's kind of like.
Well, it is. That's number 1.
No,
number
surprise. One. Spoiler alert.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Like, that was kind of the biggest
Good
thing.
Good job. All right. On the people side, the list includes a 10 Boris Johnson. Bad Vlad. What was the, I had a beautiful sort of an anachronism for Putin this week, and I said it once on the air, and then I can't remember what I said. And you, the three of you, can't remember it either, right? Mm-mm. Must not have been that memorable.
It was so beautiful about Putin.
It was so brilliant, yeah. Our minds couldn't retain it.
Thank you very much, Jay. Very sweet. Job approval. Number 8, Pelosi. McCarthy is number 7, Kevin McCarthy. DeSantis, the governor, got the ire of Trump this week, so he's number 6. Manchin and Sinema. I saw that, who is the former secretary, the little short squirt guy?
Robert
What's his
Reich.
Name, Reich?
What
yeah.
a jerk. I'm
Said
telling you.
That they should go after to take
People
out
should
Sinema.
Attack her. Yeah.
yeah, right. Good for him.
How
anyway, Tony Fauci and his relationship to the Center for Disease Confusion. He's number 4. Letitia James is 3, Donald Trump is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. All right, so ladies, we'll do ladies' choice. Jennifer, you want to start? Which one of these would you like to take apart and analyze? Because that's really what this program is supposed to be all about, analyzing the big stories of the week.
Well, I, like I said, I think probably the most notable story is the first year in office of Joe Biden. I think a lot of people are reflecting back on his wins, his losses. Are we better off than we were a year ago, 2 years ago? And certainly the press conference was highly anticipated because it was only the second time that he'd given a solo press conference in that form during his year presidency. So a lot of people were paying attention, I think more so than just your average presidential press conference because we don't get them very often. And a lot of reporters had questions and certainly some of the stuff that came from it. You know, one of the things that's always interesting to me is messaging when it comes to politicians. And you saw Biden during that press conference make a misstatement about Putin making a small infraction into Ukraine. And what happened immediately is that the administration snaps into gear. You had Jen Psaki the day after his press the hour after his press conference, releasing a statement trying to clarify his remarks that he wasn't endorsing a takeover of Ukraine by Putin. And then they sent out Kamala Harris on Thursday, which I thought was kind of interesting. She did a couple of the morning shows. She did the Today Show and the CBS Morning Show and was asked all kinds of questions about clarifying the remarks of Biden. And she was sort of angry and frustrated. So you can tell that this has been now one of those missteps that they're trying to clean up with clarification from all over. And it's not usual that they roll out Kamala Harris to do it, but they did in this case.
Yeah, which just usually doesn't have anything to say. Okay, next. Victoria, you want to pick one of these stories and elaborate on it?
I'm in New Jersey, so the stuff that most people live now in 2022, and I've seen a shift in people in my, you know, friend circle, and it's just whatever's affecting you right in your face is what people are talking about, right? I mean, that's kind of like the main mm-hmm. thing. And yep. COVID in New Jersey and New York, it's on the way down, which is good news. We've seen the numbers starting to decline a bit. Omicron might have reached its peak where we are.
Other parts
of the country, you know, the cases are on the rise. And so, but where we are on the East Coast, we tend to get hit first with all these waves. So that's some good news. And right now the debate is about mask mandates in schools.
Mm-hmm.
Governor Murphy here in New Jersey said that he's probably going to end the mask mandate, depending on how the numbers go. That's probably going to happen maybe like late spring. That's actually earlier. They didn't think at first it would be until like June or July.
Ken Kronhaus, who's associated with the DJV program, Dr. Ken says, and he reconfirmed it this week again in that show. If you hear it, many of these same stations carry Good Day Health with Ken, Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell. He says he's now said it 3 weeks in a row. By April, this is gone. That's the way he reads it. So,
well, I mean, it's as we know, COVID's never going away, but Omicron has gotten to the point where it's no longer
we'll
the dominant strain.
We're comfortable living our lives in the reality of where we are, and the flu vaccines and stuff. You'll choose whether you want to have a flu shot in the fall, and that'll include whatever things will deal with the COVID stuff.
Yeah, I hope he's right, but you know. We've said that how many times now? Oh, well, you
well
know, it'll be gone.
Well, there's a new variant
it'll
that
be
shows
gone.
Up, but I'd rather hold a good thought, frankly.
Sure, but, you know, life comes at you.
The president has ordered these COVID tests, and now there's a website. You want to give us a little bit of a detail on that? If you want to order rapid at-home COVID tests, how do you do that?
Yeah, I don't have the exact website in front of me at the moment, but yeah, you can Google that and it comes up and it's very easy. I was actually surprised at how fast and easy it is. And you get, I think it's four boxes of tests per household or however many. There's an allotment and, I think they start shipping in the next week or so.
Yeah.
And maybe by the end of the month. And we posted that link. If you go to Facebook, DJV show, and just scroll down a little bit, you can see it. You can just click it right from there.
As we post at the DJV website, the lists from Talkers Magazine, they're at talkers.com and also djvshow.com. The thing that I want to know is who's the person in each community who checks the sewerage? Because apparently that's how they tell whether the ups or the downs, that's where the trends
it's
come
a fun
from.
Fun job, isn't it?
Right. You go into the sewer And you test, I guess, the fecal matter in there, right? Is that how they figure it out?
Well, I don't think you're in a sewer. I think you're in a processing plant where they're, you know, running.
But
like, I don't think they're, like, lowering people down manholes.
It's more fun to go into a sewer.
Yeah,
I don't think imagine it's like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or higher up to be the
scene. Right, it's not that. Yeah. In Doug's mind, I guess that's how it goes, but no.
Yeah, right. All right. Also, with this, the COVID reality at the Olympics. This is a combination of things. Number three, focusing on COVID. Number seven is the Olympics in China. ESPN is not sending any personnel, news personnel to Beijing because of COVID.
I know
COVID.
We've talked about this before, but what a scam. They can't even send announcers into China to cover the Olympic Games. I know we're talking a lot about, like, China, but shouldn't we be questioning the heck out of the Olympic Committee, asking them what they were thinking by putting people into China for the ceremony? I don't normally watch all of the Olympics, but I'm not going to watch it all right now. It has nothing to do with the athletes. It has everything to do with the Olympic
China.
Committee making a stupid decision to endanger everybody that's going to go in.
Jennifer,
over there.
They're
ESPN
no more
says
credible
they're not
than
going
the World Health Organization. I don't think.
I agree. ESPN says they're not sending anybody because of COVID, but I can't help but believe that employees have said to them, like, look, I don't really feel safe having my data spied on. I mean, I'm going to be, you know, that's what I would be saying. I would tell my boss, be like, hey, look, I don't really feel comfortable doing this, as COVID aside, but, you know, then of course they do have a huge outbreak.
Having to sit in front of places where they're committing genocide and not talk about it.
Right.
An extremely difficult position. That can be career-ending for a reporter. And if they do say something about it and they're there, then they get thrown in jail for a political protest.
Right.
And so I know we talk a lot about how awful China is, and they are, and they're awful and all of this. But why the heck are we not holding this committee accountable for making this decision? What was the process? Why did they decide it? Why were they not?
Well, it was clearly decided a long time ago, right? Because all of these things, they plan way in advance. But I agree with Jen. I would like to know why they didn't make a change. If they could postpone the Tokyo Olympics, which they did last year, then they could have easily have moved these Olympics to a neighboring spot. Go back to Tokyo. Who cares? You know, go back to Tokyo. The facilities are there.
Ready to go. Speaking of foreign intrigue, Austrian lawmakers have voted to require all residents 18 or over to receive COVID-19 vaccinations. You must in order to live there. And maybe the final word comes from Howard Stern this week, who said unvaccinated people shouldn't have access to hospitals.
When did he turn into a weenie?
But a lot of doctors kind of feel that way. Like, why should they put their lives on the line?
Then they should quit, because their job is to
18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. AGI.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. The DJ Veers are onto the stories, the charts, the information that the folks at Talkers have gleaned for this week. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay has not come up with her list yet, the big story for her. I know that probably looking at the comment sheet from social media, the fact that I was wearing an American flag bathrobe seems to have been the number one issue, or the number one comment source, right, for the week?
Yes, so many things to discuss in your mainland China. American flag bathrobe was one of them.
All right. And so, what do some of the listeners have to say about the choices here? Do I keep it or do I get rid of it?
Susan Jules says you should donate it. Stacey R.A. says, don't be rude. Your friend loves you. Keep the robe.
That's true.
Wendy Battle says, keep it and keep posting pictures in it. Right. I don't know. I think that's a little wink, wink. Come on.
That was Wendy once. Uh-huh.
And Greg Donahue says, to throw it away would simply be wasteful. He's already done the best thing by using it as a teaching moment on his platforms to not buy things made in China. And having done that, just enjoy your robe, man.
Hmm. Okay, that was nice. Thank you. All right, what's the number three story this week is COVID. From our listeners' point of view, comments, please.
Jared Woods thinks that the whole world has blown this thing out of proportion.
Yes, that's correct, sir. You are 100% correct.
Millions of people have died, but that's okay.
No, millions of people.
Both
I don't think
right.
I agree with that number. I think millions of people
have
died.
Oh, it's more than that, yeah.
You and I could have that conversation.
It's not about blowing out whether or not COVID is real. It's the response of the world to it that I think has been.
Thank you.
There are a lot of people. Nobody fits into one box, but there are a lot of people that have blown it out of proportion. Then there are other people who have not blown it out of proportion.
Well, there are a lot of people who have spread misinformation. Yeah, there's a lot of misinformation from the Center for Disease Confusion. It has been that way since the beginning. All right, what else have we got here?
I bet Corville helps on that. I like the name. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to
Center for Disease Confusion.
Who wrote that for you?
I'm into it. Yeah, that was great.
You don't think I'm capable of coming up with that on my own?
No,
Eric, I'm going to take it from you.
Wow.
You're capable of a lot of things, but you didn't come up with that one.
Uh-huh. Oh. I'm not admitting or denying. What's Betty Corville say?
Well, regarding vaccines and mandates and all of that, she says that she and her husband are unvaccinated. They're both 70. Everyone they know has COVID right now, and they're all vaccinated, and they're all sick, so they realize that they may run out of luck and eventually catch this virus. But right now, they're just going to kind of, you know, seems like everybody's getting sick anyway, whether you have the vaccine or not.
Yeah, well, the degree, I think, is part of what the reality is. Anyway.
And then I'm blowing it out of proportion. Colleen Smith says that the paranoia is real. She has a friend who thinks she has it every other day but has yet to test positive. I identify with Colleen Smith's friend.
You do? Okay. Well, we'll keep a good thought. Hold a good thought for you. All right, next up.
All the paranoid hypochondriacs that are thriving right now.
On that level. Caitlyn Jenner is speaking out about what?
Transgender athletes in college sports, whether it's actually fair for a transgender female to participate in female college sports. Carol Thomas says you have a biological male competing against biological females, even though the biological male feels that he was meant to be a female, that does not wave a magic wand and biologically convert him into a biological female. Females compete with females, males compete with males. Transgenders should be able to compete with transgenders. And Dan Meyer, John Aukerman, and Louise Davis also suggested that why not have a third option that's either non-gender or gender-inclusive leagues where it doesn't matter how you're born or how you identify, everybody gets to play in that.
I want to see women playing football. That's it. All right, what's next? Oh. Sherry. Oh, is this woman's name Stefan?
Looks like it. Any relation? Body.
No, I don't know anybody named Sherry Stephan, but
she agrees with Caitlyn Jenner. Right. Pretty much everyone agreed with Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah. All right. There it is. More overviews, more comments. Help yourself to our socials at DJV Show.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You could try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The State Department will begin evacuating families and non-essential staff from the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv this week. Pentagon journalist Jennifer Griffin on Fox News says President Biden may send U.S. troops to the region in support of NATO allies.
What I'm reporting tonight is that Biden is weighing U.S. troops to those NATO allies.
The United Kingdom's Foreign Office announced Monday it, too, was withdrawing some embassy staff and dependents from Kyiv. The lead investigator for the January 6th House Select Committee, Tim Heafy, has been fired from his position as the University of Virginia's counsel by the state's new Republican Attorney General. While Democrat lawmakers in Virginia claimed the firing was political, an Attorney General spokesman told the Associated Press, the Attorney General wants the University Council to return to giving legal advice based on law and not the philosophy of a university. End quote. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Conditions on the ground at the Russia-Ukraine border have not changed over the weekend. President Biden did meet with his Joint Chiefs of Staff at Camp David to discuss America's options. Pentagon journalist Jennifer Griffin on Fox News tells us what she knows on this complex issue.
But what we're reporting tonight is that the meeting at Camp David that occurred this weekend with President Biden meeting yesterday with his Joint Chiefs and his Secretary of State and his National Security Advisor, that he was presented options. Options to send U.S. troops to NATO allies on Russia's western flank, in Eastern Europe, basically the Baltics, perhaps Romania, and it would be 3,000 to 5,000 troops. But that could go much, much higher if Putin does invade Ukraine, and if those NATO allies feel threatened, other NATO allies may contribute, and we're told that that number could rise. And I'm also told by a senior administration official that the president has not made a final decision yet. So these are the options that are presented, but these are muscular options because what they are seeing and what I'm being told is that they believe Putin does plan to go into Ukraine. It would be a massive invasion. It would be bloody, violent, blitzkrieg, like I'm told. And what I'm reporting tonight is that Biden is weighing U.S. troops to those NATO allies.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Inside the world of News Talk Radio, you're with the DJV program and its hosts, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, with a review of the stories, our thoughts about the stories and the people list for this week. The Winter Olympics, I think we stay there for a bit because of NBC saying, we didn't mention that, NBC is not going to actually, they're the ones that are broadcasting. And they've made, every time you watch an NBC show, promos everywhere. Go here, go there, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. I think they've spent, $1 billion? How much did they spend for the rights? A lot of money. Like $1 billion or something to cover put it on
don't
all of their networks.
Don't they have it every year or every whatever, every Olympics? It's all, it just goes to NBC, right? They have like a long-term contract?
I didn't know. I thought the ABC was involved. You never see it on CBS. But yeah, maybe it is. I don't
just
know.
Always thought NBC kind of owned the Olympics.
But they are not sending any of the reporters. They're not sending any of the people. They're going to be, well, like baseball did this past year or two. Mm-hmm. The baseball announcers were not where the teams were. They were sitting in a studio watching seven cameras that were covering every angle of the game. Well, apparently that's what they're doing. They've perfected that technique, and that's what they're doing at NBC. So everybody's going to be in a studio in New York or Los Angeles, and they're going to be doing the commentary on
and truly,
whatever.
They don't need to be there, I guess. I mean, it might make the experience just a little less of what you'd expect. But the point is that do we really believe that it's a COVID restriction that they can't travel? I know that China's having a problem, but there's quarantining that goes into place for these athletes. There's testing that goes on all the time. It has to be that these networks are afraid of a couple of things. Number one, not being able to mention some of the atrocities committed by China. Anybody who
right.
doesn't mention it is going to be held up, right? Like, why didn't you say something when you had the opportunity to say something? So you'll get in trouble for ignoring it. You'd get in trouble, maybe thrown in jail if you said something about it. Puts them in an extremely difficult situation. And then you have the spying issue, which they're going to make everybody that attends the Olympics have access to spyware on their cell phones. Give me a
mm-hmm.
break. Of course they're going to keep people home. And it's not just because they're afraid of them getting sick. It's because of all the real danger that is a lot ahead for them if they go there.
Yeah. China, it's just time we draw a line in the sand. I thought it was interesting with the focus on China and number seven here. The charges were dismissed this week against that MIT professor who was accused of having ties to China. Remember that story from I think last month?
Yeah, do you know why? It was really quiet when
the Chinese American
were dismissed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they basically got tossed out of court. They said there's just no burden of proof at the trial. So they couldn't. I don't know if he's innocent or not, but they couldn't nail him for it. So.
Well, some of the politically correct folks are saying it was ethnic profiling, whether he's...
Well, the name of the program is called the China Initiative, and I think it started in 2018, so, yeah, it's definitely profiling, but, you know, I mean...
We don't want to go down the same road we did with the Japanese in World War II. However,
no, of course not. And Asian crime, hate crimes against Asian Americans are at an all-time high, and there are rallies now in New York that are people protesting because no one's doing anything about it.
Well, there are a lot of Asians who are involved in illicit stuff, especially in Los Angeles,
and not
West
a lot.
Coast, San Francisco.
I would say probably tens of thousands are involved in illicit stuff. And here's how they use the program. And this is coming from the CCP. The Communist Chinese Party are sending people here using student visas. And they're sending thousands of people here every single year. And this is how most of these spies have been caught, is they get caught up. This is where Eric Swalwell's spy, the one that he was having an affair with, Fang, she came in through the student visa program. She was a spy, and she ends up in bed with the congressman who sits on the Intel committee. I mean, hello. It's like,
was her name spelled P H A N F A N G?
I think it was just plain old Fang. F A N G, Fang Fang. Yeah.
Fang Fang. Okay. There you go. And Victoria, do you want to give us a little update on the smartphone app? You alluded to it a little bit, the security flaws in it and the request from companies that's being ignored, or from China. I don't know if it was a request, it was a demand.
It's a demand from the Chinese government that every single person, whether you're an athlete, you're a family member, or a coach, or a journalist, everyone attending the games has to download this app, the My 2022 app, onto their phones. And so it has a lot of, obviously, as you can imagine, has a lot of security flaws, and so much so that a lot of countries have told their athletes and journalists and coaches and families, you know, just get a burner phone. Don't download this app onto your regular phone, because the Chinese government, and I don't know how they could even enforce this, but they said 14 days before the day of departure, that's when the app needs to be downloaded and
good
opened.
Luck.
So, yeah, it's crazy.
All right. Number four, a focus on the economy, inflation. The automotive industry is seeing increased profits because of the amount of money they can charge for cars, new and used. That's only one example. Go to a supermarket. I have a story, but it's too long to tell here. But basically, it's a reference to somebody going into a Safeway. Somebody sent me a note shopping in a Safeway supermarket, and this was down in the Washington area, basically chronicling what they couldn't find in the supermarket. And I'm betting every single person listening to this program right now has had that experience in one way or another.
And it's weird what's missing. Yeah, cream cheese. We can't find cream cheese now.
Did you guys, by the way, I don't know if it made national headlines, but did you guys hear, there was a local grocery store here. Someone went home, unloaded their bags, and they found a human toe in their grocery bag.
Oh, my God.
How does that even happen?
Did you hear about it? Can you imagine? What would you do if you were going through groceries and you found a human toe?
So it was already in the bag?
Uh-huh. You know what the guy did?
What?
He called a tow truck.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jen.
Okay, Miles, thank you for making the program.
Thank you, everybody. Tip your waitresses.
All right. Number four also brings me around to thinking about labor unions. I noticed that the stats suggest membership has gone down in the past year. That is, the number of wage and salary workers that belong to unions declining by a quarter of a million this past year. So I guess I'm wondering out loud whether you expect fewer or more members given the reality. I'd go around the room. Jennifer, would you expect more people to have protection, if that's what unions provide, or people, because the reality is people are getting paid more now because there's so much more demand, who needs a union? All right, ladies, where do you...
Okay, I know mine is probably not in the realm of popular opinion with the union folk, but I think that in the past the need for unions was there because there wasn't a lot of access to lawyers individually for people who were having trouble or getting taken advantage of in the workplace. That being said, the access to that has completely changed, and pretty much anybody can find a lawyer, anybody can find someone to take their case, and I don't see the purpose of unions. Unions have now switched from being worker advocate groups to now being political groups. And
They
take all that money from unions and then from their union dues, and then they put it into political campaigns, and that may not represent their members.
Well, so, but the other side of that is how many people were hiding behind unions to not go to work, especially teachers. A lot of people working in the public sector. I know in my community, the new mayor is having everybody come back to work, and they're all saying, oh, I don't want to go back to work. But if you want your job, you'll come back to work in City Hall. And so you look at these things, and I don't want to. I'm calling my union rep. Help yourself.
What I really got to me about teachers, I live in Los Angeles, and the LA Unified School District, when they went out for COVID and sent kids home for learning, they released a manifesto of sorts that said that they weren't going to go back to school until there was equity and there was a defunding of the police and all of these things that had nothing to do with education. And look, say what you will about all that stuff, whether you want to defund the police, you don't, or you want whatever it is, that's not the argument. Is it the position of the teachers to say that they are not going to do that and list their demands when this was supposed to be about sending kids home to protect them from getting and spreading COVID? It's just, it doesn't make sense.
What happened to our real job, in essence? All right, number 10.
Wait, Victoria gets to talk.
Oh, Victoria, excuse me, yes.
Real quick, on the labor membership, unions, you know, the membership decline. This is not surprising. I think that people probably do have different reasons for wanting to be in a union or not. But this shouldn't be surprising just because our workforce has shrunk. So, of course, it's going to also affect unions and membership in unions. A lot of people have dropped out of the workforce, and they may never return, and especially a lot of women. And so, I know that this is like people are like all up in arms about this, you know, decline. I think it just shows the shifting landscape, and I don't really think we're going to have a real clear picture of what happened with all of our labor statistics for a few years now. I think we need some separation from it, and then we might be able to put the picture together.
Speaking of separation, it appears that the Biden administration is going to separate, or the Democrats, the plan to spend all that money hasn't worked, so now they're chopping it up, and they're doing an environmental bill Is that right? A climate change bill that's $555 billion over 10 years?
What you're talking about is the Build Back Better plan. And because it had a price tag of like $5 trillion, you weren't able to get a lot of support from from most Republicans and then even a few Democrats, including Manchin and some of the others, because it was too much money in an economy that already is suffering with huge amounts of inflation. It would have made things a lot worse. And so now the thought is instead of passing these mega bills to do smaller bills, and I don't know when we got away from this. This is how things used to get done. You used to take smaller bills and put one thing in one bill so that people knew what they were getting instead of putting these mega bills.
You know when it changed? When Ted Kennedy started packaging bills together and everybody just followed
suit. These mega bills are so bad. That's where the waste, fraud, and corruption comes, and there's no accountability, and they just throw everything in.
Well, no one reads 2,500 pages of a bill either.
No,
of course not. No, it's too that'd take too much time. That's not my job. My job is to get money so I can run again. Last year, if we want to cap the climate change conversation, last year apparently was the fifth hottest year on record in terms of the temperature on the surface of the Earth. Now, if you look at the stats, they've only been kept since 1881. So you've got that to deal with. Plus, a lot of people are finding out, at least scientists, that dig into the core. They drill down 500 feet into the core of the Earth just to kind of get a snapshot, because the Earth is, as we all know, it's a growing thing. It's a living thing. And so when you look back, for example, at the ruins of Pompeii and see that the ruins are under about 4 or 5 feet of dirt, because that, over the years, the dust and things that are collected, the way the surface of the planet changes, that's what happens to this stuff. So, we get all worked up about things. It becomes a news media frenzy. I'm not sure. I think we ought not to hold our breath for the world to fall apart. Is there a problem? Yep. Can we fix it? I think the jury's out on that.
No, there are plenty of things we can do. We just need to do it.
I'm not suggesting that we can't do something. I'm wondering how effective that will be. I'm hoping that it will be effective because, it's kind of a nice place to be. We enjoy breathing the air and having a nice time here. So hopefully that will continue. Thank you, ladies. It's 48 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit gocreon.com. That's GOCREON.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2└. 833-VITAL-90. That's 833-VITAL-90.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All of our heart and soul is into the DJV overview of what's going on, the tech report, that is tech talk from this past week. Top five items, according to the research done by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, the professional announcer on the scene, starting with number five, Ms. Keelan, mm-hmm. Google and Facebook CEOs. Yeah, this is a great group.
Yep, in
cahoots
together.
I want to be part
together.
Of this club, yeah.
Yeah. So this is a new report that the Wall Street Journal and Politico did, and this was based on a multi-state antitrust lawsuit led by the Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton. Originally, this was filed in 2020. Now, the allegation is that the chief executives of Facebook and Google personally signed off on a deal that gave Facebook an advantage in Google's online advertising auctions. And so this is a newly unsealed court document. It alleges that the CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai, and, of course, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook, that they were personally involved in approving this ad agreement. And since this lawsuit was filed, Facebook has rebranded its parent company as Meta. Meta is not listed as a defendant in this case. So that makes me, to me, I always wondered why Facebook rebranded. It felt like at warp speed. It may have been because of this lawsuit to avoid any culpability. So the original lawsuit accused Google of harming competitors by engaging in false, deceptive, or misleading acts while also operating its online ad exchange. So,
Number
four. We'll see where that goes. But it's nothing good for Mark Zuckerberg.
Good. Snapchat. What are the parent company of Snapchat announcing this week?
Snapchat's parent company is called Snap, and so they this week have said that they are working on different things to make drug dealing a lot more difficult, for especially for minors on the app. This was an NBC News investigation that was published in October. It found that Snapchat was linked to the sale of fentanyl-laced pills that killed teenagers and young adults in over a dozen states. So now they're trying to do new algorithms and trying to keep people who are strangers from talking to minors.
Number three... The White House has opened up a new website.
Yeah, so the portal is open for, to buy the, or not to buy, to sign up for the free COVID-19 test. And so this was nearly a month after President Biden first announced that Americans would be able to order these rapid at-home tests. They would be free from the government, and so the website launched, and for the most part, it was actually pretty successful. A lot of people, including myself, assumed that the website would crash, but it did not. A few people had some issues. If you live in a multi-family home or an apartment complex, a few people ran into some hiccups. But this is really on the USPS side. That's on the Postal Service. And so the Postal Service said that they're working on it to make sure that those addresses are updated. So if you did try to get the free tests, and it kicked back your address, you can actually go onto the USPS site and let them know, and they should be working that out and you know, smoothing things out.
Number two, Olympic apps.
Yeah, this the official Olympic app, which is called the My 2022 app, that is being required to be installed for all the athletes and anyone attending the Winter Games in Beijing. According to the Chinese government, you must have this app installed. However, a new report that came out this week shows major, major security issues with this app. It exposes sensitive data to interception. It can easily be hacked. Lots of problems. And so as a result, a lot of countries are telling their athletes and coaches and journalists, everybody who's there has to have this app. So a lot of countries have come out this week saying, just use a burner phone. Do not use your real phone. And the U.S. Olympic team has basically told everyone participating you should have no expectation of privacy or data security while you're at the Olympics. Once again, I don't know why anyone is going to these Olympics, but this is what you're going to have to endure if you do go.
In fact, the Chinese government is teaching the world, in order to get ahead, you've got to be a cheater. That's basically because they are moving ahead faster than most other societies, and they're all cheat. They cheat, they lie, they steal. That's the way the government works there. So what kind of a lesson is that, would be my question. All right, top tech story of the week is about 5G and airplanes, and everybody says, oh, you're really too worried about this.
Really? Well, now the FAA has said, as of Thursday night, that 80% of U.S. commercial flights are cleared to perform the low-visibility landings at airports with new 5G services. The FAA approvals will help provide more certainty. A lot of people were afraid of this, inclement weather, but they've now, I would assume by the end of the weekend, we'll be at 100% cleared. They have a whole bunch of Boeing models that are already cleared now, including the 777, 787, and a bunch of Airbus models as well are all cleared.
Oh, thrilling. All right, 59 past the hour, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, top tech stories of the week here.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.